entire approach to government in terms of the provision of accommodation in dealing with the immigration crisis has been flawed and has pitched hard-pressed students and families seeking accommodation, you know, against people who are running for their lives from other countries, as we know, due to wars and so on. And these premises had historically been used for students during the academic year, which certainly we will be encouraging the owners to do as much as possible to facilitate students once the academic year begins, and it's more student accommodation that's needed. Indeed, the new Taoiseach had made it clear that money were going to be made available to the ATU and the Sligo campus to build additional student accommodation, which we hope happens. But in the meantime, of course, would appeal to the owners of all accommodation to be very mindful of the needs of students when the academic year recommences, and also to ensure there is, I suppose, the enough accommodation during the holiday season for short-term lets as well. But ultimately, there are so many families hard pressed now looking for long-term accommodation, and we know the difficulties last year with some students deferring the year and so on, and we wouldn't like to see a repeat of that when the new academic year begins in September.
As you touched on there, it is quite positive that these apartments are available for tourism, and we do know that the tourism sector is facing its own difficulties at the moment. But it's also important to remember that the owners of this apartment, they're a private operator and they can basically do whatever they wish with that accommodation. But it's about appealing to their better nature, isn't it?
Well, look, I mean, you know, people who are in business, of course, they need to make money, they need to be profitable and so on. So, I mean, it's not about homing in on one company over another, but to the extent possible, I would hope that the prioritisation would be given to long-term lets for families in need, students, and of course tourism accommodation. As I say, from the beginning of the immigration crisis, I've been to the fore in criticising government's approach by using tourism accommodation, student accommodation and other accommodation with what would appear at times to have been a blank chequebook, and that pitched against in a discriminatory way.